Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, Kuiper, who sucks less? Steve the Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook, X, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed. And like we said at the top of the show, three very different stories. Pick where you urinate, leave sand as reindeer alone, and finally, maybe come up with a different idea of what a prank is. But let's start with the registered sex offender. No, he didn't do anything sexy. Instead, he urinated into the holy water at a Pennsylvania church. This according to investigators, who's charged a 51-year-old suspect for desecrating the sanctuary. I think that's fair. Now, police say that when Jesse Skoll, brother, entered the St. Patrick Catholic... Yeah, it's just Jesse Skoll, I'd add that. He entered the St. Patrick Catholic Church in lovely York, Pennsylvania, and wandered about the building, which was unlocked and open to the public. Now, after browsing through the lost and found box in the church vestibule, Skoll, brother, he approached the pedestal containing the holy water. Now, the police officer who prepared the affidavit, he noted that the pedestal, quote, is considered an object of veneration, in case you didn't know that. But anyway, and that Skoll desecrated it by polluting it with urine. And the incident, by the way, was recorded by a security camera. Now, a church worker, I love this, did confirm that the holy water was contaminated with urine. They don't specify how he reached that conclusion, but let's just hope that he watched it. Anyway, Skoll was identified as the suspect following a review of his prior booking photos. He was arrested for all kinds of things way back in the day. He just kind of carries it with him. Anyway, according to his court records, his rap sheet includes convictions for theft, criminal trespass, reckless driving, disorderly conduct, and driving without a license. Now he can add desecrating a sanctuary to the list.
Damn.
So rolled into the church.
Maybe, do you think maybe he did not know it was holy water? I mean, do they label it? Is it something that says holy water on it, or was it like just like a pot of
water?
If
it was in the church and it was, yes.
You're inside.
It's very obvious that that's holy water.
Okay, to me, it's like when someone steals your lunch out of the work refrigerator and they say, I didn't know it was yours. It's like, but you know it's not yours.
Did your church have holy water?
All churches have holy water when you walk in.
They're just, they're little displays.
So it looks like...
There's different, and some churches will have different ones around. Like, you just know.
Yeah. Anyway, okay,
there's water fountain. Yeah,
gotcha. You know it's not a place to pee.
Correct.
Whatever you thought it was, pee there. Yeah. Now we go to Alaska, where a community there, they're in mourning after a beloved reindeer died just weeks after a masked person sprayed him with a suspicious liquid, and an act that authorities have not yet been able to decipher. So Anchorage's famous reindeer, Star 7, who led parades and cultural events as the unofficial mascot of the city, well, it was put down following deteriorating health just weeks after he was sprayed and hurt by a masked figure. So, according to reports, trouble began in January when someone tampered with the chain link fence to Star's enclosure near downtown Anchorage. Now, shortly after, Star felt sick and began losing weight, concerning Star's owner, one Albert Whitehead. assumed the star's rumen, that's the bacteria-filled stomach that helps reindeer digest food, just may have been disturbed. So soon after, on February 20th, security footage captured a masked figure jump into Star's enclosure and let the 8-year-old male reindeer out onto the streets of Anchorage. Now, the footage shows a person wearing dark clothing opening Star's enclosure and leading him onto the streets. However, the following night, another masked figure in a similar getup approached the animal and sprayed him in the face with an unknown substance. So the owner, he witnessed this unfold on the surveillance cameras, and he rushed outside to confront the man, yelling at him to stop and leave the reindeer alone. Said he chased the guy for a little while, but he lost him a few blocks away. Well, the Anchorage police, they said to the local paper, it did not know how many people were involved in hurting Star and has no leads on who was responsible. However, the department said it assumes that the same person who let Star out of the enclosure was the one who later sprayed him with a liquid. And again, they still don't know what the liquid was. So now, in the days that followed that, Star was diagnosed with pneumonia, respiratory distress, and rumen issues and fell so ill that Whitehead, the owner, considered euthanizing him just to relieve him of his misery. However, treatment program from the veterinary clinic helped Star's condition improve, and Whitehead believed Star would be able to fully recover. Unfortunately, two weeks later, things took a turn for the worse. Star's condition started deteriorating again, and eventually they had to take Star down. Now, as far as the exact cause of Star's death, say it's not going to be known until they do a necropsy, and even then, they're still not sure. They think it may have been an aerosol spray can. They're just not sure.
Wow.
So, for whatever reason, someone just kept targeting this reindeer for no reason that anyone knows. This seems unnecessary. It was Kris Kringle's it. All right. Now.
Sorry. That's just so stupid.
It is. Now we have the story. A young woman returned home this past weekend. She was met by a man with his face obscured, but his lower body on full display as he hid in her shower armed with a knife. Now the man, who's an ex-boyfriend, claimed that it was a prank. So 25-year-old Jackson Arnold of Seabrook Island, he was arrested earlier this week and charged with assault and battery of a high and aggravated nature, first-degree burglary, and weapons possession after assaulting a 24-year-old woman. So it's just before midnight on May 3rd when a woman returned home to change clothes, then walk over to the adjacent home where her family lives. So she literally lives next door to her family. But she was confronted by a 6-foot-tall man holding a knife by his head, which he had covered with a pair of women's black shorts and a baseball cap. He was wearing neither pants nor underwear. As you might imagine, the woman screamed. Well, the masked man pushed her toward a door and imitated slicing her throat with a knife, though he didn't make contact with her skin. He then dropped the knife and grabbed the woman by her neck and strangled her. Now, the woman's vision grew foggy and she struggled for air, but while the struggle ensued, she was able to rip the shorts from the man's face and quickly realized it was Arnold, who said it was all just a prank. Well, she defused the situation, told Arnold that she needs to go next door because her mom's probably going to be worried since she likely heard the struggle. Well, instead, she went next door, told her parents, and called 911. As you might imagine, officers with the Charleston Police Department, they arrived to arrest him. Now, Arnold told officers that he'd entered the woman's home unannounced in an attempt to surprise her by scaring her, which proved to be true. It was unclear how he entered the property, but it was noted that the front door was locked, but the side door could be open with slight force. Anyway, once he entered the home, he chose to hide and shower until the woman arrived. Officers were unable to locate the knife, but they did find a box cutter, which is probably the weapon, and his duffel bag, which they found in the front yard. Those are your lovely stories for the day. We have the guy that peed into the holy water at a church. We have some guy, for reasons no one knows, kept messing with the reindeer to the point they had to put it down. And finally, this guy, the ex-boyfriend, hiding half naked in a shower with a knife to scare his ex-girlfriend.
I mean, in theory, if I had somebody's pee on my finger and touched my head, would that... I mean, it's gross, but I don't know that it would make my forehead break out or anything, right?
Probably not.
You're not drinking the holy water.
No.
Okay. Dude, you just dap your finger... Dab your fingers in it. Yeah. Do the sign of the cross.
Okay, all right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You've been to a church.
No, but we didn't do that. We weren't Catholic.
Yeah, it's a Catholic church. Yeah. Yeah.
I just think, I mean, that is super gross, but I don't know. That's a tough one. Obviously, the guy in South Carolina sucks the most. But then, look,
I
think it's horrible what happened to that reindeer. But again, no human was hurt.
No human was hurt. Best we know. Yeah.
This guy just had a beef with the reindeer. And then again, like I'm saying, he peed in the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holy water in the church, but I don't know that me just putting my finger in there and tapping it to my forehead would make me sick.
So, like, even if you found out after the fact, like, that's gross, but...
Yeah, I mean, you don't want anybody's bodily fluids on you.
That is correct.
I just don't... I mean, I guess if you had a cut on your forehead...
Sure, sure.
That could make it worse, but... That's why I'm kind of trying to decide between those two. You know what? I'll say that guy sucks the least because, you know, if you believe in heaven and hell, somewhere along the line, he's going to have to atone for that.
Karma comes back.
Yeah. And the guy that was hiding in the shower.
You think God would be like, seriously, man?
Come on, man.
I mean, seriously.
He choked his girl when she was on the floor.
Yes.
To the point of,
see, that's the thing in the story.
I mean, it's more than, you're not joking when you're choking someone out.
You ain't joking when you be choking.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's not a joke. So, obviously, I think in this case, it's the holy water. Hopefully they can buy some more someplace.
You just have to bless it.
Replace. Oh, all right. So it's like a kosher thing?
It's like the kosher.
Yeah, we'll just pour it out and bless it. That's easy enough. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook, X, and on Instagram. All right, coming up at 5:08. We will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.